That's right. Actually, Jeff was probably the first person to publish something on the film in the U.S. because on Hollywood Elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was excellent. Remember.
And actually, you prophesized a qualifying run, which is really going to happen.
That's in order to, now maybe you could explain it just for the thing. Why is the qualifying run, which is happening what date exactly?
On the 1st of December.
Okay.
To give the Academy the chance to consider the film for other categories. You know, just to give them the chance to see if they want to consider it for other categories.
Sure.
Because actually it was several Academy members who had seen the film contacted Michael, who had not been meaning to do a qualifying run, and said, "Look, we would like to have at least the option, you know, to think about another category." And I think that's, you know, very open-minded of them, because, of course, with foreign films, that really doesn't happen very often at all. So,
right. Mm-hmm. With I think a couple of the Almodovar films.
It has, and then that's been. I mean, in Europe, that was such a sensation when I mean, even just at the nomination process, when suddenly Almodovar broke out of that. Exactly,
mm-hmm.
That was it. It was, mm-hmm. And then he even won it there. And I remember how another real sensation was when, of course, Benigni won in, or was nominated. You know, in I think he was nominated.
Life
categories.
Is Beautiful.
Yeah, wasn't it best
actor,
foreign film, best actor,
and best screenplay? I think
it may have been best screenplay too. I mean,
what
that
did
is
he win
that
for?
Is
hmm? Best foreign he won.
Yeah, he won best foreign and he won best actor.
Yeah.
Vic was saying last night about the key element in the lives of others is something that's relatively rare in dramas or love stories, which is the willingness of the person who cares, who loves, to either sacrifice him or herself utterly, or at least give up what is very important to them, which is what the lead actor does in this film. Would you agree that that's the case, and would you agree or disagree that it is a relatively infrequent thing that you see, certainly in American films?